Hey everyone, it's Haley with Vantage Point Productions sitting here, and I've got another podcast radio episode headed right your way. This time we sat down with local rock band Exploding Math Lab. They do have their second EP coming out on May 25th, and their release show on the 26th at Reggie's. Having been described as Mastodon trampling over Queens of the Stone Age, if you're a rock and roll fan, you've got to check them out. Ahead of their release on the 25th, they do have their new single, Often, which will be included in the background of this interview, starting right now.
All right.
So we're sitting here with Exploding Math Lab. I'm gonna have you guys introduce yourselves one by one real quick.
My name is Jeremy. I play bass.
Steve Pepper on the drums.
I'm Will.
I'm Ben, and I play guitar.
Perfect. All right, and we're gonna do a couple of questions with you guys. First, I want to talk about your second EP. It's coming out on the 26th. You have that release show at Reggie's. So tell me how the second EP has evolved from the first one.
Testicles have descended.
It's matured.
That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, just like anything, I guess it just, we change when we hear different stuff out of ourselves and each other.
What was the first song that you guys recorded for this new one?
We started playing The Others first.
Yeah.
And that
The Others?
Do you have a favorite song to play at all?
Same time. One.
New or
two,
old?
Three.
Often.
Yeah. Off the new,
yeah. Secret, yeah, we all kind of wrote.
Is very fun, too.
It's all, you know, everybody had a part in the writing. You know, Ben had he wrote the riff for a song, and Jeremy wrote the riff for a song, and I wrote the riff for a song, and Steve didn't do anything at all.
I showed up.
Whacking
at the drum.
No, so it just all kind of evolved out of, you know, the new sound that we all have been doing.
Was there a favorite moment that you guys had while recording the second EP?
The stress.
That was your favorite?
My favorite moment was the stress. Well, if you're not stressed, then it doesn't fucking matter.
I didn't feel a whole lot of stress. I thought,
well, Steve,
just getting it started was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Just hearing the mix, like,
I don't know why I'm looking at the microphone, like.
Yeah, make eye contact.
Each of has to pick an adjective to describe the band. What is it?
Thoughtful.
Okay.
Equestrian.
Oh,
good.
Regal. We'll just say enlarged.
Yeah.
Engorged. Tumescent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Visceral. It is more visceral. Yeah, it's bigger, better, louder, more complicated.
Green.
Just that.
What has been your favorite show to date? With the current lineup,
let's say
on the
flatbed.
Yeah,
it's very warm.
Yeah, we did a show at the Satellite a few years ago
with the Cape Fear Kickdown.
Yeah, and it was hot.
It was like a motorcycle show. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean it was really fun.
Everybody's showing off their
but the whole time it was like I was in fear that the ants would fall off the back of the truck.
And Will Pete had heat stroke.
Early September,
hottest September day on record.
It was 95 degrees on the back of a truck.
But it was fun because we could look around and all, you could see like a quarter mile in every direction and just see people like walking down the street being like, holy, what? And it's like nice to see you be able to grab someone at that distance. Be like, alright, my day just changed. I'm going to go over here. This is a rock.
Okay, each of you has to pick a spirit animal for Exploding Math Lab. What is it?
Caucus mountain bug.
True. I would say we're like an octopus because we kind of change and morph and a bunch of different levels. And,
yeah. I'm gonna say a penguin wearing a funky shoe.
That's the least flattering spirit animal.
A spider.
It's like an octopus.
Yeah,
but horrible.
Scarier.
Like a big spider or a small spider? Like an itsy bitsy spider?
The one you saw in the game.
Do you have any last parting words from Exploding Math Lab?
Come check us out at Reggie's May 26th for our second EP release.
Wax Imperials and Subtle Fuzz.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
Much fun.
There you have it. Thanks again to the Exploding Math Lab boys for sitting to chat with me about EP2 out May 25th. And check them live and loud the 26th at Reggie's. Speaking of rock and roll legendary Chris Cornell, it's been a year since he passed. The frontman for Audioslave and Soundgarden, we lost a year ago. Here is your reminder that mental health is extremely important and everyone suffers. You're not alone, so if you need help, ask for it. We have some resources we've posted on our social media, so check that out as well. In the meantime, though, here are just a few of his best tracks. Again, it's okay to ask for help. Even the most prominent figures do struggle, so be kind to one another, and if you need assistance, ask for it. In honor of other musicians we have lost, there are several documentaries and biopics set to launch soon, including one for Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and of course, Queen. These projects typically serve as a remembrance to these artists, but also a way to identify their struggles and humanize them as not only the musicians who we connected with, but fellow human beings. With that being said, here are just a few of those artists.